If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. What is this living water? St. Paul points to it right in our second reading. He says, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to you. This is what changed the life of the Samaritan woman. Our gospel is a story of the living water, of the love of God being poured out into the heart of the Samaritan woman. And how it starts is very important for us if we hope to drink this living water. We heard Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. That's it. Jesus' coming to us can be that simple. There doesn't have to be a lot of fanfare, music, candles, a religious setting. Yes, those can help, but they aren't necessary. Jesus comes to us in the middle of our days, often when we least expect it. I don't know if you've ever had this experience, but you're walking along, and then all of a sudden, without warning, boom, Jesus enters into the middle of your day. I mean, one time I was just walking from my car into work, and it's difficult to explain to someone, but you know it's true. The scenery and the circumstances, they haven't changed. But one moment you're enjoying the quiet of the situation, and the next moment there's this strong sense of the presence of God. Somehow, the love of God has been poured out into your heart. And it changes your perspective that day and for quite some time to come. The woman completely forgot why she came to the well. She left her water jar and went into town to proclaim the Messiah. In our first reading, we heard, is the Lord in our midst or not? Well, our gospel answers that question. Absolutely. Yes, he is. But have we tuned our souls to recognize him? What the woman did was essential. She could have followed the expectations of her day. You know, filled her jar, not paid attention to this Jew, and just went her way. We do that with Jesus sometimes. However, the woman allowed Jesus to engage her, to enter into her life, and Jesus gave her living water. When we give Jesus a drink, we allow him to come near enough to us to pour the love of God into our hearts. It's a gift we don't deserve, but it brings incredible hope to our lives all the same. Here's the really good news about this, though. Because of our baptism, we are truly temples of the Holy Spirit. God literally dwells in the depths of our souls. That means that we have an advantage that the Samaritan woman did not have. Repeating St. Paul, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. We can initiate the encounter. But do we go to the well to meet him? How often do we go to the well to meet him? Or are our lives a constant series of meaningless activities and distractions? Jesus sat down at the well. The woman came to the well alone and found Jesus there. Just the two of them. No distractions. You could almost hear the silence. The Lord invites us today to find our own Jacob's well. Why? Because that's where the water is. That's where your thirst will be quenched. You know, there was a commercial that told you to go find your beach so you can enjoy a beer. I want to encourage you to find your well and discover what it's like to drink the living water, the love of God poured out into your heart that wells up to eternal life. Because if you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water. If you knew who was entering into the middle of your day, walking with you into work, if you knew the gift of God and who was sitting with you on your back porch, if you knew who was waiting with you in the doctor's office, you would have asked him. Jesus is already waiting for you at the well to speak directly and personally to you, to give you living water. And so if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.